Trumas Perek Yud, Mishnah Zion, 10:7. This Mishnah continues to discuss the topic of transference of taste from Isser to Heter. The particular case here is pickling. We're pickling olives specifically. And the question is, if we pickled olives together where some of the olives were Truma and some were Chulin, do we have to be afraid that the taste of the Truma olives have now entered into the Chulin olives, making the Chulin olives also restricted and only Kohen could eat them? And the Mishnah has one simple guiding principle, which is that it's peculiar to olives that when they are intact and haven't been pressed or crushed, they are resistant to absorbing taste. And therefore, if you are pickling in salt water or brine, you know, olives that are chulin that have not been pressed or crushed, they will not be absorbing taste. Whereas if they have been crushed anyway, then they will be absorbing taste. So the Mishnah says, Zeisei chulin shekavshan im zeisei truma. If you have olives that are summer chulin and they've been pickled together with in the same salt water as zeisei truma, truma olives. So then, pitsuei chulin im pitsuei truma. If they are, pitsuei is being potsei is to crush or grind or pound an olive. So if the chulin olives have been in any way broken, crushed. So if they are with other pounded truma olives, or even pitsuei chulin im shleimei truma, or if they've been crushed, the chulin ones have been crushed, but the truma ones are intact and haven't been crushed, obimei truma, or even if what you have is just chulin olives that have been crushed and they're soaking in truma juice, it's called here. What does that mean, truma juice? It means the pickling juice that had previously pickled truma olives. So now the olives have been removed, but the juice they were pickled in, now that liquid, that brine, has some taste of the olives from before, and they're truma olives. In all those cases, asur. The chulin olives are forbidden, meaning since they had been crushed, they will have absorbed some of the taste of the truma, making the olives restricted. On the other hand, avol shleime chulin, if the olives are whole, never been crushed or pressed, and those are chulin, if im pitsuei truma, it doesn't matter, even if they're with other crushed truma olives, and all the more so if they haven't been crushed, because when the olives are crushed, there's more flavor coming out of them, it doesn't matter. If they're shalem, if they're whole, unpressed chulin olives, they will not be absorbing taste, and therefore, even if they are soaking in a pickling jar with truma olives that have been crushed, nevertheless, it doesn't matter. Mutar, we assume that the taste of the truma was not absorbed in the intact olive, and therefore the olive remains chulin and permitted to anybody.